second hour of the program at 855-453 throughout the show tonight. We'll be sharing with you, Daryl's got a story from HowStuffWorks.com about the top 10 doomsday predictions. Most of them failed. We'll continue with that list here in a moment. And, of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind as well. You don't have to talk about the end of the world stuff, shenanigans and nonsense going on all over the world, including 1,000 people being arrested for being a part of a cult in China predicting the end of the world, in Argentina shutting down a mountaintop. We'll tell you more about that story coming up here in a bit. And the number again, 855-453. Right before we went away to the news break, we were talking about one of the more recent prophecies that failed, the Harold Camping family radio guy who's in his late 90s, if I'm not mistaken, or late 80s, like 89 years old.
I think he's about 90 or 91 now.
Yeah, so a couple years ago he predicted, actually back in the 90s, he predicted that the world was going to end, and then oops, it was a mistake.
Mathematical error.
Right, calculated wrong. He believes that the Bible is a bunch of like encoded numbers and numerology sort of thing, and that there's secrets in there, and even though the Bible says...
Or at least he believed that.
Right. So he revised his numbers to 2011 in March.
May 21st.
It didn't happen. And then he revised his numbers again to October of 2011.
Yes.
And it didn't happen. And there's an interesting addition here that's not mentioned in the How Stuff Works piece from Wikipedia's article about Harold Camping, who is still alive. He...
had a stroke.
He did have a stroke.
In October of 2011.
And then in March of 2012, he stated publicly that his attempt to predict a date for the end of the world was sinful, and that his critics had been right in pointing to the words of Matthew 24:36, "Of that day and hour knoweth no man." He added that he was now searching the Bible even more fervently, not to find dates, but to be more faithful in his understanding. So this is the rare case where a cult leader will actually admit personally that he was wrong about something. That's pretty rare. I mean, it took him a decade and a half to actually, you know, find almost 2 decades to admit to being wrong in several failed predictions. But he did admit that he was wrong. And he still has his media empire. You know, it hasn't, I don't imagine it has damaged his, you know, his ability to do what he's doing, which is own several radio stations. He's got something like 50 radio stations across the country that air.
And those are ones that he actually owns.
Family radio.
Not just affiliates.
Correct. Family Radio owns those stations. Why anyone would want to affiliate with his programming otherwise, I don't know. But he's also got international satellite channels. I mean, this guy's well-funded. And you don't operate 50 radio stations and internationally available satellite channels and not have significant amounts of cash. It's impressive, I have to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, 855-453 is a toll-free number. Let's continue down the list, shall we? We'll go to number 7.
Number
next.
7, William Miller and the Millerites may sound like a good name for a 1960s pop band, but in the 1840s they were a fairly successful doomsday cult. That is, if you measure success by the number of followers, not the eventual occurrences of the predicted apocalypses. Mm. Miller was a product of the Second Great Awakening, a period of intense religious revival from which several modern denominations were born, including the Mormons and the Seventh-day Adventists. A farmer-turned-preacher, Miller crested this wave of spiritual fervor with his prediction that Jesus would return to Earth in March of 1843. He derived his prophecy from a complex system of mathematical calculations and promoted it by giving sermons and passing out pamphlets during the 1830s and early 1840s.
It's important that it be complex. That way no one can understand
yes.
it. And that way you can seem as though you're more informed.
Smarter.
Yeah.
I can solve this equation. No one else can. Scholars estimate that some of the 1 million people who heard his message... scholars estimated that of the 1 million people who heard his message, about 100,000 actually chose to follow him. As March 1843 neared, many of these believers sold all of their possessions, donned white robes, and climbed to the tops of mountains and hills to await the rapture into heaven. When nothing happened, Miller moved the date to October 1844, which also proved to be a bust, leading some to label the non-event the Great Disappointment. Most of the preacher's followers then abandoned him, and some went on to form the Adventist Church.
Wow. I'd heard of the Adventist Church, did not know anything about it.
Yes.
Now. So, he's...
I believe in some way the Millerites are also connected somehow to the Jehovah's Witnesses, who have a very spectacular history of failed prophecies of the apocalypse.
Is that right? I was not aware of that about them. So this guy failed twice in his predictions, and that was enough for people to give up on him and leave. But then again, he had followers that were all over the place.
He had 100,000 followers across the country.
Right, and so you're dealing with, you know, back in the 1800s, they would be writing him letters, you know, or maybe sending telegraphs. And when was that available? Later on in the century?
Possibly later, yeah.
Probably letters that were being sent back and forth.
Holy
so
Express.
That would give one enough time to question one's beliefs enough to where, you know, you would be able to break away from the grip of the cult easier
right.
if you were disconnected from it and disconnected from its charismatic leader. Whereas if he were maybe able to put some sort of YouTube video up and be able to keep people in his cult, he might have been more successful that way.
Yeah. It's very possible.
So here's the story about Argentina. Since we were talking about mountaintops with that
yes.
story, people going up on mountaintops, according to France24.com, as mountaintops go, this one is for meditating and the odd UFO sighting. But now it's closing for a few days to avert a mass suicide by folks girding for the world's end. That doomsday is indeed upon us, with Christmas just around the corner, heaven forbid, is one gloomy interpretation of a Mayan Indian calendar. To wit, December 21st marks the end of a 5,200-year cycle on the Mayan long count calendar. It's a cause for celebration for many in Mexico and Central America, but spells doomsday for some believers. In Argentina's central Cordoba province, fallout will be felt at a mountain called Uritoco, which was sacred for indigenous peoples when their numbers were still large in Argentina. Authorities will shut down access to it from December 20th through the 22nd because an appeal has gone out on Facebook for people to climb the hill December 21st and commit massive spiritual suicide, said Gustavo Cés, mayor of the nearby town of Capilla de Monte.
Okay, here's a weird question. If you think the world is going to end and all life with it will end, why kill yourself?
I would love to know the answer to that question. Anything I say would be pure speculation. Maybe they believe that by taking their own life, they somehow save their soul before having it destroyed in some sort of tormentious fire or brimstone. That's total speculation. It would be interesting to actually hear from a cult member or a former cult member and get their thoughts on that matter. By the way, the Capilla de Monte means chapel on a hill. It was taken by a decision taken by consensus to preempt any distortion of the Mayan prophecy, he said. The peak is about 2,000 meters high and located in a touristy area north of Buenos Aires. Young and not-so-young people climb up there to meditate and do esoteric stuff. In decades past, this is an actual news article, by the way, UFO sightings from its touchy-feely heights have been reported. The tourism industry is fuming with the temporary shutdown. Hotels and hostels nearby had been expected to house around 15,000 people just before Christmas, tourism being the main source of revenue in the region. Forget about all that money now, says Gabriel Schifano, the head of the Capilla de Monte Tourism Association, who said he was puzzled by the word of the mass suicide. He says the hotel occupancy rate is now about 1,000 people, but we don't think anyone else will come, which is awful news. Is there a silver lining anywhere? According to them, yes. Associations of people who like to meditate have appealed for a gathering on December 21st in the town to mark the beginning of a new era as per the mainstream upbeat reading of the Mayan calendar. A lot of people mistake the day for the apocalypse, says one of the organizers. So they're getting a little bit of extra tourism from the New Age believers, and the people intending to commit what is titled spiritual suicide will have to find somewhere else to do it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. Ask the question on Facebook and Twitter, have you ever been part of a cult? And invited folks to tell their story. Got some brief responses here on Facebook. We'll share those with you. And by the way, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can follow Free Talk Live via email and also on Facebook and Twitter, whatever your choice. It's all free, so go to news.freetalklive.com. And we mentioned in the last hour about Bitcoins, told you about how they're a decentralized currency that is a digital currency, and it bypasses all manner of banks and governments. It actually directly connects you with your customers and friends and people that you want to transfer money to and from. You can get your Bitcoins by going to BitInstant.com. So once you've learned about the Bitcoin, you're ready to get some of them. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. You can go to something like a million locations, including your own computer, in more than 30 countries. It can be as simple as walking into a Walmart or a CVS, putting down some cash at the MoneyGram phone, and walking out knowing that Bitcoins are waiting for you in your Bitcoin wallet. Go to BitInstant.com. It's so easy, and it works. BitInstant.com. So, 855-450-FREE, Facebook responses to, have you ever been part of a cult? Joe Titiger says, yes, the Catholic Church, and most churches are close behind. Of course, the definition of church does tend to simply be the same as a cult, except there's more mainstream acceptance. There are larger numbers of members than in a cult. It, really, the dividing line between an organized religion and a cult just has to do with popularity, it seems. Also, Aaron Kent says, I was raised in a Mormon family. Does that count? Rory Smith answers, Amway. Which, of course, does have network marketing does have a lot of cult aspects to it. I've been involved in network marketing in the past when I was a young teenager, I guess an older teenager. I got suckered into to one of those. And it was an interesting experience, and they absolutely are more than happy to help you completely disabuse yourself of any notion of having family members or friends who care about you by the fact that you're willing to basically try to rake them over the coals for every dollar that they can possibly hand over in all their, you know, as much free time as possible. Of course, most people don't want to listen to your harebrained scheme to become a diamond distributor, and so they end up just becoming not your friend anymore.
You know, I actually have a brilliant idea on how to get rich. Not necessarily quick, but how to get rich. Send me $20 and then I'll give you my idea.
You think that'll work?
Well, I've been trying it for like 30 years and it's not really worked.
Probably works better when you sell them a book instead.
Yeah,
for the money. Matt Badman says, the end of the world, you say? I better finish off this plate of brownies then. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. No actual cult members, though, calling the show thus far tonight. I know, you don't want to admit to it. You don't want to admit that you were in a cult. You don't want anybody to hear your voice or figure out who you are. So I get
call
it.
Call in with a pseudonym. Use some sort of voice manipulation software.
It's fascinating, though, to learn about these cults. And you've got the top 10 doomsday prophecies, Daryl. We're on number six, I believe.
Yes. Number six is Halley's Comet from 1910.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be Hale-Bopp for whatever. Anyway, there was the other group that maybe they'll come up in this one later.
Halley's Comet, 1910. A unique astronomical event is a surefire way to inspire a doomsday prophecy. Enter Halley's Comet. A ball of icy dust that is visible from Earth every 76 years. When the celestial body was scheduled to make a pass in 1910, the claims of impassioned astronomers at Chicago's Yerkes Observatory inspired fear in a surprising number of people. They insisted that the comet tail was made of poisonous cyanogen gas, and when Earth passed through it on May 18th, the toxic fumes would cause widespread death. Some opportunist tried to profit from the hysteria, selling comet pills, whatever those are, mask, and bottled oxygen intended to help people survive the noxious Armageddon. As the deadly date approached, some concerned citizens stuffed towels under their doors and covered the keyholes on their doors with paper to protect themselves from the gas cloud. Others refused to go to work, choosing instead to stay at home with their families or seek refuge in their churches. Conversely, those not taken by the apocalyptic
Apocalyptic?
How did I mispronounce that word? The apocalyptic predictions watched the night pass without incident at rooftop comet parties held across the country.
Nice.
Sounds sort of like some of the hurricane parties down south.
I wanted
to have one of those when Sandy didn't blow through New Hampshire.
Didn't we? I thought we had a hurricane party. Maybe I was just having it in my mind.
Well, we had a get-together with all the Southerners saying, where's the hurricane?
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually a hurricane party because the hurricane didn't hit New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, some rain. We got some rain.
Yeah, but the actual eye of the thing went up through New York, so we didn't
Wait a minute. Does the eye have to pass over the location of a hurricane party in order for you to have a hurricane party? I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I mean, if you're going to have a hurricane party, it's because there's a chance you could get hit by the hurricane.
Okay.
That people are, preparing to be hit by the hurricane. The idea behind the hurricane party is, I understand it, and I'm a Florida native, so I guess I've had a little bit of experience with this. The idea is that everybody's freaking out about the hurricane, you're having a hurricane party. So,
okay.
That's all. Instead of freaking out and, going overboard with preparations, you just buy a bunch of alcohol and or whatever other
party
favors.
Oh, yeah, so we totally did that.
Yeah. And then you get together with a group of your friends all in one location, and you can do a little bit of preparing. I mean, it would make sense if you really do think you're going to get hit by an actual serious hurricane. Half the ones that came in our area in Florida were not very serious, but for whatever reason, Sarasota, Florida just has not been hit by a hurricane in the last several decades, not directly at least. And
I think with Sarasota being on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Yeah, but if you look at the charts of, like the historical charts of touchdown points for hurricanes, they're all up and down the Gulf Coast, just not in Sarasota. So they're probably well overdue for one of them, but they've lucked out for decades. And so if you are actually going to get hit by a hurricane, it wouldn't hurt to bring the lawn chairs, put them in the pool if you got a pool, board up the windows, and then have your hurricane party. But if the eye doesn't pass over your location, I don't think that invalidates your hurricane party.
Okay.
If you've got wind, if you've got rain, if you're on the cusp, the outer cusp of the hurricane, I think that still counts.
Okay.
Because if you could be doing something else and there is a possibility the hurricane could turn your way, that qualifies. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So maybe people are having their end-of-the-world parties here tonight and last night. You're certainly welcome to share your stories. And especially if you're a cult member, definitely want to hear from you tonight or have been a cult member. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or you can call and tell us about your friend that was in a cold. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features waiting for you. Archives are there, lots of them. They go all the way back for years worth of the show. You can just click and download. On the front page of the website, you'll see the last 7 days worth right up at the top. Then you can click in the archive section. It'll take you back for the years worth of shows. And those same shows are also available through our SoundCloud page, which you can access through soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Alternately, if you're already on the site, you can just look over on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and you'll find the SoundCloud link there. When you're on the SoundCloud page, there are share buttons on each one of the audio files, and that makes it really easy to take your favorite episode and share it on your Facebook page or Twitter or whatever social networking bookmarking service that you prefer. So go to freetalklive.com, grab as many archives as you want. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here tonight. Want to remind you that SACL CAI, it has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. They're really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com's banner column on the right-hand side of our website. FreeTalkLive.com and SACL CAI. So let's go to the phones here, and then we'll continue with the top 10 doomsday predictions. We got five more to go.
Yes.
But Michael is on the line listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, it's Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah. I want to talk about why I left Facebook, but it actually integrates preparing and the sky is falling, whatever.
I thought you were calling
Facebook
to tell us you used to be in a cult.
Nah, man. No.
Ah,
I was just fascinated with
Facebook
them from
cult
afar through a powerful telescope.
You could look at Facebook as a cult in some way, I suppose.
Well, I do. And here's why I left. And you said, you'll be back, which is what the heroin dealers used to say when I'd quit heroin.
Were they right?
Wait,
were they right about quitting heroin?
Yeah, well, actually, they'd never give you any of it free or, you'd have to pay them on the spot. You couldn't get credit. But when I finally quit, after like 2 weeks, a couple of them came by the house and offered me a free bag, and I sent them away. But that's how Facebook is. It takes 2 weeks to leave, you know?
Yeah.
You have to, like, get rid of your account, and then you have to not log in for 2 weeks. But I'm not coming back. You said I'll be back, and here's why. Okay, it's kind of a fear spiral, and I'm not picking on Facebook in particular, but the final straw for me was, okay, I posted two things in one day. One was about some news article about the government is finding new ways to read your email. That got 170 likes and 76 shares. And then we published a piece about how to actually set up encrypted email so your government can't read it. And that got like, you know, 5 likes and 2 shares. So okay. People, Facebook as a whole, not singling out individuals, but the entity of Facebook is an echo chamber where people would rather go, the sky is falling, than put on a hard hat and do anything about it. That's my complaint. And I would like to see people taking more action, peaceful, nonviolent action, to protect themselves from things than just being in this fear porn spiral.
Are you on Diaspora at all?
People still use that?
I don't
that?
Know what that is. Isn't that the, that's like the Liberty Anarchist Facebook, probably set up by who knows who. No, I'm
is
not.
Does it still I'm exist? Does it,
is it like still there like, and very few people ever use it. I logged on a couple of weeks ago and made a post that said, I'm never on here because there's nobody here.
I remember the Diaspora, or is it Diaspora or Diaspora? But anyway,
I don't know.
I remember there was a lot of buzz about it a couple of years ago, and it was supposed to be the Facebook killer, and they were raising all this money. The Diaspora folks like raised $200,000, and they raised all this money to supposedly develop this Facebook killer, and all these Liberty people were like, yeah, we're going to leave Facebook and join Diaspora. And some people went and joined, and I was like, all right, whatever, we'll check this thing out. And it was lame, and it was almost like these people took folks for $200,000 and delivered this really lame website in return, and that was that. And it never really took off. But back to your point, Michael, about, you know, what you perceive as Facebook as being this place where people just post fear-mongering articles about the sky falling and they don't actually do something. Am I understanding what you're saying correctly?
Absolutely.
Well, I can understand why you would see it that way, because you live in Wyoming where there's actually nothing happening. Here in New Hampshire,
every time I call in, you have to turn it around to a commercial for the Free State Project.
And it's true, man.
And if I were 30 instead of 48 and single instead of married and at a point in my life where, you know, like, I'm content with my wife and my cats and the internet.
Right on, brother. I'm glad you're having a good time. I'm just explaining to you the reason why it seems this way to you. Facebook, I get what you're saying. However, here in New Hampshire, we have Facebook groups where people organize real life activism. There's constantly events being created and, invitations being sent out.
Well, I think you're agreeing with me, actually. What you're not understanding, though, probably, is I'm not picking on Facebook. It's a symptom. It's not the problem.
Okay.
And I think the problem is people who just sit on the internet and say the sky is falling all day.
I agree. And Facebook empowers them.
Anymore.
You're right. Facebook empowers those people to continue sitting and continue complaining.
Well, Not to really defend Facebook, but the weird algorithms that Facebook uses to decide what posts people see probably plays a lot into why the one thing got shared 170 some odd times and the other one got 2 likes.
Well, maybe,
I'm not picking on individual people. I'm saying Facebook as a collective mind, which is a combination of the people on there and the people programming the algorithms. I mean, the algorithms are pretty creepy and kind of state-centric. And, like, recently they've been throwing people off there for questioning the mainstream news story on the shootings in Connecticut and then writing people and saying, we took you off. Facebook is not a place for politics. When Facebook itself was spamming me for Obama before the election.
Well, I think that your analysis is generally correct about people in the liberty movement. I mean, really, it's a problem with the people in this movement being more akin to or more likely to complain about something than to actually do something about it, or to think that they're doing something about it by sharing an article on Facebook and considering that, oh, I'm an activist, and here I am being active by copying a link and pasting it to my Facebook page. Rah, rah, that's going to save the planet.
And I believe you can do internet only activism, but forwarding crap on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere is not activism.
I agree with the assessment. I think that Facebook can be a useful tool for facilitating real activism because I've seen it do that. Just a couple of days ago, there was an event that was created by a state rep here in New Hampshire. He put out the word very quickly about an upcoming meeting. It was the day before. He put out put up an event the day before a meeting happening in Concord.
And we packed the room.
We packed the room full of people.
Yeah, it's great for that. It really is. And like I said, I'm not picking on Facebook. I'm encouraging people to think of ways to reach the world, to affect the world, to protect themselves from the world. You know, whether that's storing food, storing guns, helping your neighbors, getting to know your neighbors, learning to use encryption, any and all of those things, learning first aid, learning skills you can help with other people. All of that is far more valuable than forwarding the latest, oh my God, the sky is falling. That's pretty much what I'm saying. It's really got nothing to do with Facebook specifically.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
as far
where
as
it really came out to me.
Right. You know, it's back to the old question of does life imitate art? Does art imitate life? Or is it, you know, a little bit of both? So Facebook is only reflecting the desires of its users. It goes no further than that.
I mean, it's getting to the point to me where you could probably create an app, and the way I was seeing people use Facebook, they could probably let the app do most of what they do on Facebook and they could never log on. It could just be one account retweeting one type of thing to the other people and sharing it.
Yeah, I have an addiction to just scrolling down the Facebook news feed, even past stories I've already read. I've got a serious problem. But then again, I'll find things on Facebook that I really think are valuable by doing that, and it'll justify my actions, and I've got issues. Hey, Michael, if you want to hang on, come back here in a moment. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. In fact, you can sign up for news updates, get in via email, Twitter, Facebook, all over at news.freetalklive.com. One of the many features on our website. Plus, you can also support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea behind the AMP program is to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. It is not something that facilitates paychecks for any of the hosts on this show. It is money that is invested into the show so as to put the ideas of liberty into more people's ears across the world via radio, satellite, and internet delivery. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program there. You can get signed up and become an amplifier for as little as $5 a month. And you can do it with any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard through our secure server. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime? It's here in New Hampshire. Now, Wyoming was a distant second place in the Free State Project. 10 states that were originally possible options. And Michael Dean is with us. He is in Wyoming. Now, you didn't move there for Free State Wyoming, did you?
No, but I was inspired by some of their writings, and I have some friends in that here. Actually, what basically turned me into a libertarian overnight was reading Boston's book, Boston Tea Party's book, You and the Police, because
great book. We
bought guns and we suddenly realized we couldn't legally take them out of the house in California. I read that book in one night, and he talked about open carry, and I'm like, what the hell is open carry? And I looked it up, and by 6 a.m. I woke my wife up and said, we're moving to Wyoming, and about a year later we lived here.
That was one of my first books that I ever read as a developing libertarian was You and the Police. I don't know if he's updated it since then, but it's one of those books that's really got some great basic information that I think, you know, even if it hasn't been updated, would still be useful to people today, like talking about the three different types of police encounters, contact,
well, I think
detention,
Cop Lock
and arrest.
Has taken the mantle and updated it in life.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, go to freestateproject.org, learn about the most critical movement of liberty-minded people. There's a great article I just posted over at freekeen.com last night. There's been a NewHampshire.com series that has been started on the Free State Project. Now, NewHampshire.com is a website that I believe is owned by the Union Leader, which is the primary newspaper in New Hampshire. So it's out of the Manchester area.
The major newspaper in the state.
Yeah, and so NewHampshire.com is one of their websites, and they're doing a series on the Free State Project. The first installment was a week ago, which was just kind of basic about the Free State Project, interviewing some of the Free State Project participants. This week, it's all about the critics of the Free State Project. So they actually bring Republican and Democrat on to talk about how terrible the Free State Project is. And one of the best quotes in the piece is, quote, "It's really disturbing to think about what 20,000 of them could do to New Hampshire." And I just thought that was such a perfect example of how effective we've already been here in New Hampshire with only 1,100 people of the Free State Project here. We're still in the early phase.
1,118, according to freestateproject.org.
Right, but there's over 13,000 that have pledged to make the move.
13,482.
Right, and so we want to get to 20,000 participants. So to hear what this statist has to say about their fear of what 20,000 will mean is an acknowledgement of what the first 1,000 have already done, and they are quaking in their boots over what 20,000 liberty activists would mean for the future of their power structure here in New Hampshire. And there's no other movement at all in this liberty movement that we have, which is a fairly wide-reaching global movement. There's nothing else like this out there. The Libertarian Party can't even dream about this level of publicity, this level of attention being paid to any of its candidates or any of the you know, whatever party things that they're doing. And they've been around for 40 years. I mean, we're only just past the first decade of the Free State Project. So I'm excited about it. Daryl, obviously you are. That's why you made the move here within the last year. And folks can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. And if you just can't get over the whole moving to the East Coast thing, Wyoming seems like an all right second choice, and they do have the Free State Wyoming thing. I don't know if it's really going anywhere. I know that several dozen people have moved ostensibly, but they don't seem to be doing too much, or at least we don't get word about it. Have you heard of anything happening out there?
A lot of them just don't want to be on the internet. But I got two things to say that are important. One is, speaking of quaking in your boots, if you want to see Ben Stone, the bad Quaker,
nice segue,
dressed as Santa Claus, putting guns into children's stockings. That video is going to be up on the Freedom Fiends blog tomorrow morning. Nima's editing it right now. And
wow.
It's for Nima's new hip-hop song, Guns for Everyone Except the Government. And the second thing is, you said you have a problem with Facebook. It sounds like an addiction. If you ever need a sponsor to help get you off Facebook, Ian, I'll be it. You could call me in the middle of the night and go, Michael, I think I'm going to post on Facebook, and I'll talk you out of it.
I sometimes think about it. I think about leaving, but then I can't. I feel like I can't because I'm trapped there.
Oh, I thought you meant you thought about calling Michael in the middle of the night.
No, man, do like what Lou Rockwell does. Turn all your stuff there, your Free Talk Live page, over to a fan you trust, or three or four of them, and then they post for you. It sounds like it's cheating, but it just gets you off there, you know?
I get what you're saying, but that doesn't feel right, like, you know, that I would let other people be my subsidiaries
be you. Like, you'd get rid of your Ian Freeman account, but you'd keep the Free Talk Live account and have some admins that just post Free Talk Live stuff, not as you, but as Free Talk Live the site.
How could I ask someone to do something
Give
I'm not
Mark.
Willing? How can I ask someone to do something I'm not willing to do myself?
I don't know.
Money,
when I was leaving Facebook,
money.
Four or five people said, hey, do you want me to take over the Freedom Fiend site on there? And I said, okay, sure. And I made them admins and then left.
Okay. All right. Michael Dean, what's the Freedom Fiends blog? Where do people go to see that video you're talking about when it's available?
FreedomFiends.com is the podcast. And then over on the right, there's a little cat icon. It says blog. And you click on that. Meow. It'll be up tomorrow morning.
I think Nima Vedati is a great rapper and a great musician, and actually we had him on the show before I even knew about the Freedom Fiends way back in the day, back with his when he released I Own Me video.
Oh, that was before I met him. I met him because of that video. I sent him a fan letter, and
it
turned out he lived in my town.
Yep, and then you guys became best of friends, and then he left your town and moved to Austin, the traitor.
You know, Michael, there's something that you could do.
Fun. What?
There's something you could do instead of giving one of your fans control of your fan page. Yeah. There's an app called RSS Graffiti that I use, and it pulls RSS feeds and automatically posts to pages and Facebook walls.
Wow.
There you go.
It automatically post a cycle of fear the way I was suggesting they needed an app?
Possibly.
Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, thanks as always. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. We continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Mark, listening in Mississippi. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Mark from Mississippi, and I just listened to you guys talking about Wyoming and, you know, just activism. Just before I get to the question, here in Mississippi, we're doing activism as well, you know, trying to stray away from being a keyboard libertarian to actually, you know, going out in the field and getting stuff done. And basically, we have a meeting coming up the 29th, you know, this legislative season starts. And basically, for the first question, I'll just say, give you a background. The our tactic is basically you have an election season, and then you have legislative season. Basically, our tactic, a guy from Oklahoma came and gave us a seminar on this guerrilla politics tactic. It's you have, you know, the legislators try to get roll call votes on their vote, and you know, if they're a Republican and they're going against what they say they're supposed to do, like gun rights, etc., then we attack them during the, you know, the election season. We go to their street, post ads saying that, you know, they're against guns. We go to their sister street, blah blah blah, just real local, you know, attacks to get them to fear us. And that's just our tactic, because, you know, we can go to protest and holler all we want, but if they don't fear us, they won't respect us, and they won't listen to us and, you know, put forth our
ideas. Who is us? Who is us?
Mississippi for Liberty. They have a page on Facebook. I heard your addiction of Facebook. I actually just deleted mine 3 weeks ago, but they do have a page, Mississippi for Liberty, and actually the founder is a third-year medical student. He's real busy, but we've got a lot of activists now, and we're doing well, and, you know, the legislative season is about to start.
I want to talk a little bit more about this strategy. I want to know more about what your exact plan is and how it is you think that, you know, buying advertisements, revealing the Republicans for being hypocrites is somehow going to change things. 855-450-FREE. I'm a bit of a skeptic on this one. 855-450-3733. And you're from Alabama, so somewhat nearby. So we'll continue with this in moments. Hour 3 is next.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.